online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man from Dover's been jailed for breaking into a couple's home in Gillingham and stabbing them 2 months before killing a man in a hit and run in Chatham. Ishmael has more for KMFM.
Connor Ashworth driver attacked a man and woman in their bed during a burglary in the early hours of the morning last October. A court heard the 22-year-old from Salisbury Road had been drinking and taking drugs. It was only when he was arrested for knocking a man down on Luton Road in Chatham on New Year's Day that police linked his DNA to a baseball cap left at the scene of the other crime. He's been locked up for 16 years.
KMFM News.
Campaigners are concerned not enough's being done to address mental health issues among children. A charity estimates nearly 110,000 14-year-olds across the UK may have hurt themselves on purpose over a year. The government says it's aware of reports of aggression being aimed at British boats in the English Channel in a dispute over scallops. French fishermen reportedly clashed with the vessels yesterday, with rocks and smoke bombs apparently thrown. Sky's Joe Tidy spoken with the chief exec of the Scottish Whitefish Producers Association.
He said, this is criminality in high seas piracy. It's very unwelcome in an industry which is a tough profession and one in which skippers are going about their business legally and professionally. He told me that they've emailed the French late last night and they have hopefully got some sort of meeting set up for tomorrow morning in Paris.
You can see video footage at kentonline.co.uk. Two men arrested on suspicion of trying to rob a petrol station in Swanley have been released pending further inquiries. Police were called to London Road on Monday night following reports two men went in with a weapon, demanding money and assaulted a member of staff. No one was hurt and no cash was handed over. Officers are keen to speak to anyone with information or dashcam footage of the area. An energy watchdog's accused British Gas of failing its customers after it overcharged more than 94,000. The supplier has to pay out more than £2.6 million in refunds and compensation. It was found to have charged too much money when customers switched to a new supplier and wrongly made people pay for leaving.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A campaigner who spent the past 50 days swimming the entire length of the English Channel is due to finish the challenge in Dover this lunchtime. Lewis Pugh is doing it to raise awareness of our seas and oceans and says marine life will be endangered unless the government ensures fishing is done sustainably.
If they don't do that, there just simply will be nothing left. Nothing left for our generation and certainly nothing left for our children and our grandchildren.
He set off from Land's End last month and will be met by the Environment Secretary after reaching Shakespeare Beach. Trains aren't running between Sheerness and Queenborough after 7 metres of cable was stolen. Replacement buses have been drafted in. South Eastern say they hope to reopen the line before rush hour this evening. More than £600 has been raised for a Kent footballer who's been left unable to work after breaking his collarbone during a game. Carl Harold was taken to hospital after landing awkwardly following a collision with another player during Lordswood's game in the South Counties East League on Saturday.
Fell to the floor, got up and I realised straight away something had happened. Asked one of the other players and just pulled my shirt out basically and yeah, just noticed the injury quite early, so it was only 5 minutes into the game as well, so I couldn't even get going, really.
The self-employed scaffolder has a young son, and the club say they'll do all they can to support him. And it's been confirmed Holly Willoughby's going to co-host the upcoming series of I'm a Celebrity with Dec Donnelly. It's after Ant McPartlin announced he was stepping down from TV commitments for the rest of the year following a drink driving charge.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent are off to a decent start on day one of their county championship game against Derbyshire. Matt Walker's side are batting first at Derby with Zach Crawley scoring a half century. Kent are currently third in the Division 2 table with 6 wins from their 9 games so far. On to tennis, and Andy Murray plays Spaniard Fernando Verdasco in the second round of the US Open this evening. The former world number one's taking part in his first Grand Slam since last year's Wimbledon after having major hip surgery. And the Football Association says it will support safe standing at grounds in England if there's clear evidence to convince authorities. The Premier League and Football League have already backed it, and a government review is expected to be published at the end of the year. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.